Exclusive: Sebastian Gorka, Abuse, Rape of Migrants is on Joe Biden. By Robert Krajicek on April 1, 2021. The abuse, suffering, and death of migrants at the hands of transnational criminal cartels facilitating human smuggling across the U.S.-Mexico border is on the hands of President Joe Biden and all Democrats, said Sebastian Gorka, host of the America First radio show, former deputy assistant to the president, on Thursday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlow, author of Breaking the News, Exposing the Establishment Media's Hidden Deals and Secret Corruption. The decisions of Joe Biden and the people around him have created such a swell of thousands of people every single day who can only get here if they work with the cartels. With those who abuse, rape, and in some cases turn these individuals into indentured servants, Gorka remarked. Gorka noted the procurement of human traffickers by migrants seeking to cross the southern border. You have to look at the mechanics of using a coyote, he explained. In some cases, migrant families have the money and they give their life savings to have their children or themselves smuggled across the U.S. border. In many cases, they don't have the $5,000 or $10,000, so they give the coyote $2,000. And the coyote says, you are going to work for me in America illegally until you've paid off, which means never. So they become a new underclass of indentured servants, or effectively slaves. Gorka determined, this is on Biden. It's on every Democrat, this is on you. When that six-month-old girl gets thrown in the river by the coyotes so that they can escape from the border patrol. When that girl dies in the river, that other child dies in the river, guess what? It is on every single stinking Democrat voter. You created the suffering. When these girls are raped, up to 60% of the young girls and women are raped or sexually abused while trafficked across the border, it is on you. Listen. Gorka framed border security and immigration policies in moral terms. He said, what has happened right now is a conscious choice to do evil. The Biden administration rang the gong for the cartels and said, America is open for business, abuse and smuggle and exploit children, young women, and desperate men so they end up in these facilities where you're supposed to house 250 illegal immigrants, and there are 4,000 next to each other, stacked like cordwood, wrapped in tinfoil like baked potatoes. He continued, who's undermining the respect and dignity of 500 children every single day who are being abused, and, smuggled across the border. This is the party that says that they're the kind ones, we are here for the minorities. We're here for humanity, for equality. I'm sorry, this is evil, and there is no other word for it. It is on Joe Biden, Susan Rice, the rest of these extremists, I concluded. It's on Nancy Pelosi, it's on Chuck Schumer, and I'm sorry, it's on everybody that's voted for them, he assessed. Gorka concluded by saying that Republicans and the broader conservative movement do not deserve to lead the nation if they cannot persuade the American public of the importance of American sovereignty in the context of the status quo of the southern border and illegal immigration. He remarked, if we as a movement, as a party, as people who are just believers in the truth and in all things decent, cannot leverage what is happening now on the southern border, we don't deserve to be back in politics. We don't deserve to win elections. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.